Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is a more than 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the leading alternative board franchisee on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He helps people just like you be small business CEOs every day of his life, get better, become more professional, more sophisticated in the way that they think about their businesses. He's the author of a number of books, including the one that I'm still jealous of, Hunting in a Farmer's World. I should have written that book, and I let him get ahead of me, but he did it well. It's an award-winning book, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How you doing? Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, always welcome here, John. Hey, John, another one of your books, which is an e-book, is all about boomer business owners. And it's titled Beating the Boomer Bust, and we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but I wanted you to give us a little bit of an update on what you're seeing out there. Folks, this is all about the thousands of businesses that baby boomers, people who are probably somewhere between 50 and 69, have owned, and over the next 10 years, thousands, tens of thousands of them, they're going to be, you know, divesting one way or the other of. John, tell us where things are now.
Yeah, actually, Jim, it's millions. The boomers are 2.5 times more likely to own a business than the generation before or following them. And of the 9 million businesses in the United States that have two or more employees, 5.5 million are owned by boomers.
Wow. I didn't realize that number.
I frequently refer to it as a tsunami, but it's absolutely appropriate. I mean, business is going to change.
It's going to be an earthquake shift over the next 10, 15 years.
There's so many of them that will be leaving their companies. And you know, it's as I say in the ebook, and we'll give your listeners a code to get it for free in a minute. But you know, everything the boomers did, I mean, when they went to college, the number of college-educated workers increased by 5 or 6-fold. You know, when they finally started having kids, we had the millennial boom.
Which is bigger than our group.
Which is slightly larger than the boomers, yeah.
Yeah.
And everything they did in huge numbers because of their birth rate. And it's funny, the boomers are a generation that is extremely competitive and extremely hardworking. And the irony of it is, in the midst of the abundance in a growing economy where you had all these new consumers and workers that were really, for 40 years, drove the most successful, sustained economy we had, they were driven by scarcity because there were 10 of them competing for every position.
Right.
And that's why so many of them went into business for themselves, because they weren't corner corporate.
And why there are double more than 9 million who are contractors, just business owner contractors.
Yes. Yeah, there's individuals.
Party of one.
Yeah, the one or zero employee businesses are 17 million in the United States. I don't know how
that's
many
how I started. It's probably how you started.
Yeah, that's, some days I feel that's the way I still am. But.
Well, now I work for my employees. That's the way it is around here.
Right. We call that the trickle-up theory.
Yeah, exactly.
You pay your bills and your payroll if there's
that's
any
right,
left
that's
for you.
Right. Maybe there'll be something left. So, okay, so what do you think, give us a look, in the next minute or so, look out in your crystal ball and see where you think things are going to be in, say, 10 years. What are some things that are going to happen?
Well, we're going to be seeing, by 2017, we're going to be seeing boomers reach retirement age at 8,000 or 9,000 a day.
But are they going to be able to retire? Isn't that the big news?
The tough thing is, you know, this whole work-life balance, which is a boomer term.
Yeah, which we're not very good at.
No, not at all. We're real good at the work balance
part of
it. But it's made so many of us that are small business owners into utility infielders, where you do it yourself, you do it yourself, you do it yourself. and you can play every position on the field. And it's just a matter of finding people that can do that. And unfortunately, the fantasy for many boomers is when I get tired of my company and I want to move on, I'll find a young guy who's willing to work 55 hours a week just like me, and he can have my company. And that's not going to happen.
That's the truth. They're not out there. They're not like us. The other people who might be coming along behind it. When we say they're not like us, there are not enough of them to replace them. Number one, the generation behind us is smaller.
They're much smaller. They're about half the sub for that curve, for that 10-year curve from 17 up until about 2023-24, 8-year curve.
Yeah, and their attitude about work-life balance is completely different than ours.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll come back. We're going to get to John to help us make this transition a little bit better. He's got some great ideas on how to do that. That's coming up right after these messages. And we're going to make you an offer. He's going to give you an offer on his book, the Boomer Bust book, a free offer. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.